Welcome to Life with a Girlfriend with Christine Marie and Julie. And we're your in-house certified love attraction coaches, but really more like life optimization coaches.
You bet.
Because we're really about tweaking your life to better and better things.
Yes.
And so many times we get kind of relaxed and comfortable in our life, not thinking that it could get better, or making it better might not be worth the hassle.
Yes.
And I don't know, the older I get, the more I feel about, what's the hassle versus the pleasure?
Yes.
You know, all
long-term, long-term pleasure.
Exactly. And you're Christine Marie, my mama.
I'm Christine Marie. I'm the mama here. Around here, they call me mama.
Exactly. We've got a big show today. I'm going to talk about some distractions in this first part of the show and mm-hmm. how it's been a really crazy week for us both, but some fun distractions have occurred.
Yes.
And then I'm going to talk about Elliot's Corner, what I've learned from Elliot this week and his training, because I think you can learn everything you want to learn from your dog. I really do.
That's
believe
the truth.
That.
And you know what, Jill? I'm going to write a book that someday about that.
You go, girl. You go. And then finally, we're going to have our pillar talk. And what's our pillar talk about? Well, you know what the pillars are. And think of them as spokes on a wheel and you're the hub. It's those areas of our life defined. You know, we've got our financial. We've got our spiritual. We've got our relationships.
Our physical.
Family. Physical. Yeah. You know, career is even different than finance. And then we also could put community.
Right.
Or service.
And when all those things are working nicely and smoothly, the wheel goes round and round
and round
easily.
Sometimes you work on one to get it back up there, and then they just let it be for a while and coast while you're working on the other one.
Yes, exactly.
It's hard to work on all of them at the same time. But we're going to talk about relationships today.
Yes.
Because I've got some family stuff coming up, and it'd be kind of fun to talk about that.
It has to do with me, girlfriend?
Possibly. And then finally, if we get to it, we're going to talk a little bit about our annual garage sale that happens here in our community. Great time to clear some clutter.
Dun, huh? Dun, dun.
Exactly.
Oh, is that a plug for our book?
Yes.
The Clutterfly Effect? Tweak your way to total transformation by decluttering your life?
It's definitely a plug for our book. Okay. So anyway, you and I have been working pretty hard. And on our couple of projects we've been working on for our business.
We're resurrecting our business.
And
it feels wonderful.
It does feel wonderful after a year and a half of just dealing with health issues with the family.
Yes.
And Normano specifically. But it's been fun. But it's also been interesting because the one thing that you hate has had to happen.
Yes.
And we've had to push back timelines.
Right.
A day or two here,
yes.
A day or two here.
I'm a girl that likes to keep it on track.
And we've, you know, and to the point now we've been asking for, you know, luckily our assistants have been able to do more work for us.
Right.
And we've been able to hire some stuff out.
Yes.
And it's been fun. But then we're on their timeline.
Yes. We just exchanged timelines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so during this time when we're in the zone, working fast and working well, it's like the commercial. It's not how fast you do your lawn. It's how well you do your lawn fast. Do you know that commercial?
No.
And it's not one for a personal shaver either. I love that one commercial, that personal shaver.
No.
Where oh my gosh, it's so funny. My mind is now crazy. But
okay.
I got to share that commercial.
Yeah.
You know, so there's like three women. And they walk up at they're at a pool, right? And they walk in front of a bush. Like
yes, I do remember that.
And they have to trim.
They have to trim their bushes. Yes, that's great.
Hey, you know, why don't you just hit us over the head with what you want to do here?
Was thinking about the housewives this week, and the three of them were gathered around, and they got onto the topic of that this one girl was shaving her man's back.
Yes.
And she was narrating it.
Right.
And everybody at the table got nauseous.
Nauseous? Yeah, nauseous. Yeah, you couldn't even say that word because you were so nauseous. Have you ever shaved Norm's back?
No.
Never?
Would never let me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of hair.
He doesn't. No.
He has just a little piece, I guess a soul piece. What do you call that? Down there by the back.
His soul patch.
His soul patch. Yeah, exactly. Well, I have shaved Doug's before.
Yeah, that don't go there because I'll get nauseous.
Well, it's funny because he asked me to do it. I'm like, all right. I go, it's going to grow back stubbly. And I go, I don't care.
He doesn't care?
No, I don't care that you have back hair. It's not like it's huge.
Right.
But then once we started this process,
right,
it's just...
Is his hair dark on his back?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because he's got blonde hair, basically.
I know. It's darker than his hair on his head, that's for sure.
Right.
Why is that, though? Why is it that back hair doesn't turn gray? Because that would be lovely,
yeah.
I think.
And
I
chest hair does.
Yeah.
Men's chest
but
hair.
But honestly, though, I haven't been looking at his back hair enough to go, let me see if I can find a gray one in it.
No, okay, can I ask you one question? Do you take a razor to it?
No. I do one of those groomers. You know, like it just...
Oh, a groomers.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said rumors.
No, so like electrical thing, groomer.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call them. What do you call them?
I would say groomer's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because they said Nair. Why would you Nair?
That's what she said on The Housewives.
I guess it would be a very smooth shave.
Yeah. She said she Naired it, and then everybody started getting really nauseous thinking about this, like a guy with a lot of... big black back hair.
Yeah.
And then and then one person said, I just can't even imagine the smell of Nair and all that hair. Isn't that funny how Nair sounds like hair?
It must have been intentional.
And how black hair sounds like back hair, you know?
Oh.
Black back hair.
You know, I can honestly tell you at this moment, I've never, ever thought about that. That thought has never crossed my mind.
I know.
And so it's kind of interesting. I love it when we have new thoughts. Like an aha moment.
Was this an aha moment?
Aha moment.
Okay.
Exactly. You know, say something, girlfriend.
Hello, Julie.
Okay, we're good.
You okay?
I think so. I think I thought I was hearing some background noise, but I think we're okay.
Okay.
I hope so. And just, you know, so that's kind of, you know, the housewives. I always want to say that they've gotten crazier and crazier.
Yeah, well, the Housewives of New York has just started, I think. No, not this week, but last week. And I was a fan of theirs. And now, unless I've changed,
right,
they're crazier than ever to me. And I find it not even slightly amusing.
Right.
It's abusing.
Abusing.
Am I rhyming today?
You're on fire today.
I'm like on fire. Is there another word I can rhyme with fire?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I...
How about a funeral pyre?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, funeral pyre, fire. It's a pyre is a funeral fire.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. I don't get it. That's
just
cool.
Just keep going.
I keep going. But anyway, thinking back to the Housewives.
Yes.
And how the end of Beverly Hills just kind of ended now that it's the reunion.
Yes.
Here's my philosophy. I think that it's all basically amped up reality and fake.
Okay.
You know, they may have an idea because otherwise, if it's not amped up and not fake, these people are the horriblest people on earth.
The world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yes. And I don't mind watching because it's a major distraction in my life.
Yes.
For an hour, I get to numb
out. And now that we've learned to TiVo it or put it on our hopper, it's not even 60 minutes.
No.
It's 40 minutes.
Praise God.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny because...
So you just thank God for the hopper.
I did thank God. It has changed my life.
Exactly.
It really has. But... Here's the thing about the Housewives. So there's this whole theme that ran through the Beverly Hills Housewives with Yolanda.
Right.
That her illness wasn't really illness. And
it was Munchausen.
Yes. And the thing I couldn't stand about it, like this is the drama that's going on. You've had to really stretch for this drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet there's other drama going on, but you don't want us to know about it because it's personal. Well, then don't be on a reality show.
Yes.
Don't be on a reality show. But the other thing is that, you know, supposedly Lisa Vanderpump and her good friend, Yolanda's ex-husband, Mohammed, haven't talked in over 8 months due to the fact that she said one comment about how her kids, Mohammed doesn't think her kids have Lyme disease.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
And they haven't talked in over 8 months. Now, I don't know the whole story, but if that is really the case, what horrible friends they are. Because, I mean, she literally said one off the cusp, is that it, cuff or cusp?
Yes, yeah, cuff.
Cuff comment.
Right.
And it meant nothing.
No.
I mean, what you see is no forgiveness anywhere.
Anywhere.
And you also see, like, hey, hello, everyone, this is an amped up reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And
listen, everybody in those families have benefited by being in that reality show. Yolanda's children, both of her daughters are now famous models.
Yes.
Victoria's Secret models.
For sure.
And all of this. So everybody's benefited, mm-hmm. but nobody wants to pay that price.
Right.
In some sense.
They want to share just enough, but not enough to really make sense, because otherwise it just looks silly. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Right.
I mean, I guess they have the right to hold back what they want to hold back.
Right.
But this season just felt, you guys are just horrible people to even yes. let this be a topic of conversation yeah. for any length
and
of time.
And like Lisa Rinna, who I totally enjoyed
yeah.
in the beginning, I see her, I mean, you always say she's a soap opera actress.
Yes.
So she knows how to create
so
drama.
So is Eileen. Eileen. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Eileen.
They want to, they can, they are able
take
to
the,
hold
yes.
the conflict through episodes.
Yes. And it is weird to look at that kind of drama. And, I mean, at least Lisa Vanderpump would go like, oh, my gosh, you're still talking about
yes,
that?
Please.
I mean, and she's the matriarch of the
right.
of the group. She should be by now able to say, why aren't you dropping this?
Right.
Life is too short.
Yes.
Let's move on. And, of course, Eileen is saying, and so is Lisa, my feelings matter.
Right.
It's important that you know my feelings. And
no, it's not.
I say no. I say
I really
no to
don't
that.
Care. No, it's not.
We don't need to know your feelings.
Well, exactly, because what I know about feelings is that they change so frequently, and if I take authority over my own feelings and my emotions, I literally can make myself feel better.
Absolutely.
And think better thoughts.
Absolutely.
There is one thing.
It's like a sore that has
yes.
a scab on it.
Oh, exactly.
And finally, from week to week, it gets a little scab, and they go and they tear the scab off, and it starts bleeding again. And, you know, everything becomes rawer and rawer.
Yeah.
And you just wonder, we would look at you and say, you are favored people.
Oh,
you've been blessed
yes.
with money, yes. fame, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And why do this?
Right.
Why show the world that this is who you are? My feelings are so important. You need to hear I was wounded.
Right.
I mean, Eileen this season, when Lisa Vanderpump first met Eileen,
yeah,
she wanted to know about her, how she met her husband,
right?
Because she was married at the time,
right?
And
a secret.
It was a legitimate question,
yeah.
And she was so wounded by it, and she every week she would say, you know, you haven't apologized to me
yes.
yet, and get this and that, and by the end we were just like, we find you not thrilling. We don't enjoy you. I don't enjoy Lisa Rinna anymore.
Right.
You know?
And my feeling is they had to just keep up this drama. But
I guess.
I don't know. Because it all just seemed, I would rather see them all have a good time on the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would rather see them all have traveling together and having mm-hmm. a good time and enjoying mm-hmm. each other's company in some sense. Mm-hmm. I'd be okay with that. But it did seem that, I mean, here's the thing about Eileen, too, or what they were mm-hmm. talking about. And mm-hmm. I know people like this. They want you to know that you've hurt their feelings.
Yes.
Like, you've hurt my feelings.
Right.
And Lisa's like, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. It was not my intention.
Right.
But she didn't take it seriously. Like I'm sorry your feelings got hurt.
Yeah, we're thinking, you know, you're 45 years old. You're a grown-up, you know, grow some thin.
Right.
From thin skin to thick skin.
Exactly. Grow some thicker skin.
Yes.
There was this one quote that I held dear to my heart for years. It was a quote from AA, I think, or, you know, or OA. What it talked about, today I will not let anybody know that my feelings got hurt.
Right.
And that, so
isn't
there's
that
a
powerful?
Reason for that.
Yes.
Because it's not their fault
no.
that my feelings got hurt.
Mm-mm.
I believe at my heart, 99% of people don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings.
Oh.
Sometimes they're just joking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're just being relaxed, and they say what comes off the mm-hmm. top of their mind. And then you just go clarify. Well, what do you mean by that?
Right.
But I really believe yeah. very few of us are really out to make sure we hurt somebody else.
Right.
I just don't believe that's true. And it's only our perception that someone's out to get us or going to mm-hmm. hurt us, mm-hmm. and therefore they must apologize, mm-hmm. that it makes it so difficult. This is kind of a little off topic, but mm-hmm. I was listening to a radio personality of Chicago, Ro Khan, and he was talking about, he was in a meeting, and I guess the gist of it was there was a woman there that needed to have this one day off because it was a holiday for her country. It was a, you know, a Friday. Mm-hmm. And but it wasn't like a real big religious holiday, just kind of a...
Was she on the staff at WGN? On the staff. Okay.
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. But she really... And I guess to from what I understand, I guess she made a really big stink about nobody acknowledging the fact that she needed this day off. Mm-hmm. And they I guess she goes, oh, okay, no problem. You can the day off. And then afterwards, I guess she said, she came and says, I really need an apology, though, for you not knowing that I need a day off. And, you know, I had me having to ask for it. I really need an apology.
Whoa.
And he's like, well, why do you need an apology? Because I didn't do anything wrong. And right. Once you said you need the day off for this, I gave it to you.
Right.
But she was still so offended.
Right.
And then you go, why are people so effing offended all the time?
Right.
And this is what
there must be like really probably a million times a week I have to just I might get my feelings hurt, you know, right. Or something. And I just am trained my mind to go drop it.
Right.
You know, it's not personal.
No.
Don't take it personal. Don't make it personal. Why create this drama in your life? Why?
Exactly. And there are times that I know that I've hurt people's feelings totally by accident or not even hurt people's feelings.
Yes, Julie.
But just I remember being at this one bank about this incident really still.
Oh, my God. I know which one you're talking about.
Do you?
Go ahead.
I was selling a vehicle, you know, one of our work vehicles, helping this guy out. He gave me a personal check. And I go, well, you know, you're right here. I'll go walk to the store, to the bank for you and cash it because, you know, you're working and I can just do that real quick. And I had to wait in line. And they wanted my license. And that was fine. But when I pulled it out of my wallet, it literally flung from my hands and it fell on the counter kind of abruptly. And I knew it fell on the counter abruptly, so I started laughing because I thought that was kind of funny. And she got so mad at me that she refused to wait on me. And so then I was in there for another half an hour. And I by this time, you know, you guys were like, what the heck's going on?
Right.
And I just thought, I'm in hell, purgatory, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is but I'm like, what am I going to do? And inside I go...
So she thought that you were being aggressive.
She thought I was being aggressive. And it was totally an accident.
An accident.
And then I started laughing because I knew it was an accident. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, that is so funny. I just threw out my license and I did not mean to do that. Mm-hmm. But she was so... Then she was bent on like not serving me and not taking care of me. And so I'm like, oh, all right.
She made you wait. Did she eventually take care of you?
Or no, somebody else did.
Somebody else did. You went to a different line then.
Well, and... They're the slowest people in the world, these two tellers were. But it was so funny. I just had to, like, let go, keep letting go. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Call this guy up and say, mm-hmm. close your store down.
Yeah.
Come here, take care of this.
Right.
I just was in it to win it. I'm like, forget it. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But it was so weird because I know that I can imagine other people mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. becoming irate. Mm-hmm. And I knew that wouldn't have helped anything.
No.
Because... What would be the end result?
Exactly.
But it's so funny, though. I now am more consciously aware of what I do.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to waste my time with somebody else perceiving me as angry.
Yes.
When I may just be frustrated or flustered.
Right.
Or just, you know, hey, I'm on a time frame like everybody else is.
Right.
So it's just...
Interesting, though, how that power play came about, though, for you.
Yeah.
She really... went all alpha on you.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
And I still remember it.
I know you do.
I forgave her. There was nothing to forgive either.
No,
it was
no.
sort of like, it was a complete misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. And
And she took it to the next level.
Oh, she did. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the reasons why you say I cut people way too much slack.
I do say that.
I believe that most people don't want to hurt other people.
Right.
And if I'm wrong, I'll go to the grave being wrong. On this aspect, because I would rather live my life like this, where mm-hmm. I believe everybody's good and happy and want to help people. Mm-hmm. They're just having a sugar moment or mm-hmm. or a bad day,
right?
Or they just had a bad client or whatever,
right?
But I really believe most people want to be mm-hmm. okay and mm-hmm. happy.
Yes,
you know.
I'm overall grateful for that, Julie, that you like that. It's sweet.
Oh, good. Oh, thanks, girlfriend. Okay, so as we move on, and I may be done with the housewives. I don't know.
I know I may be, too.
I'm definitely glad for the hopper because I end up fast-forwarding stuff.
Yeah, I'm okay for 40 minutes.
Right. Because now, we'll talk about two more minutes. That's really quick. Because with the New York housewives, the idea of, I don't know the blonde girl's name, the one with the short hair.
Oh, Dorinda.
Dorinda. I don't understand why her dealio this year is no one likes her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? All I can think of is this, is that if he's not abusive, then she gets mm-hmm. something out of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows that he's not cool. You know, I mean, the guy's not cool. I mean, he's does inappropriate things and all that. And everybody sees Dorinda a little bit more on a pedestal.
Right.
And then that's sort of the energy of it.
But yet I see her. I mean, I've seen her drink just as much as everybody else can drink. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She likes to have a good time. Yeah. But he is a little inappropriate. And I think to myself, there must be something that she gets out of it. I just don't know what it is.
And why should they care?
And why? I mean, they could handle themselves with him. Like, hey, buddy, you're getting a little too touchy-feely.
Right.
Leave me alone, you know? Or make a big joke out of it. And mm-hmm. if he still brings it to the next level, deal with it. Mm-hmm. But
again,
I don't know.
Here we're talking about, you know, like I had hope for Dorinda.
Yeah.
And then I see that she has that thin skin.
Right.
And it really hurts her.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, there's a lot of drinking going on this season with mm-hmm. the New York Housewives. But craziness, like
very
Bethany.
Fair. Yeah.
I mean, she's like a million miles a minute.
Right.
I don't know where the peace is in her, or, you know, where you just stop, center yourself, anchor yourself, and let things be. It's just this million miles a minute. Ramona. The same thing, this internal constant chatter.
Right.
You know, that has to be heard.
Right.
You know, well, wow, all of them are, except for Caroline, who I appreciate a lot. I think they're all good candidates for a meditation course.
Yes, for sure.
Seriously.
And there are times I get it. That I'm a mile a minute, miles a minute, I guess, or I don't know.
You are?
I don't think that
No,
way
that's not you.
No. I talk fast.
You talk fast, yes.
And I've been working on
But compared
on that.
To them.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I say once again, thank God for the hopper so I can fast forward through the dead times on these shows.
And you know,
I think it's been a lovely distraction.
It's a lovely distraction, but what we learn is, my gosh, you cannot take things so personally.
No.
You've got to, like I said, grow a thicker skin. I think I remember just listening to the news this morning. I had, you know, turning on CNN and they were saying that the GOP party itself has asked Donald Trump to grow a thicker skin.
Oh, interesting.
They say that he comes off too
prickly.
Prickly, yeah. And he just can't
take
it.
Why are you so offended? You are a billionaire.
Yeah. And that is not presidential. No. We expect, you know, our presidents to be like, you know,
right.
Steady.
I remember Obama being interviewed on Mark Maron's show. And on his podcast.
Wow.
And Mark Maron goes, so are you nervous being on a podcast with me? He goes, no. He goes, I don't think the American people would appreciate their president being nervous just by doing a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes, boom.
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 Done next.
That's right. I don't want my president to be so offended by every little comment.
Yes.
Because guess what? Half the country is going to hate you.
Right.
Well, maybe 30% of the country is going to hate you. 20% is not going to really appreciate you, would respect
you. But some
you.
People are going to, like, really hate you, no matter what you do.
No matter what you do. So, yeah, I want him to grow a thicker skin no matter what.
Yes, that's what I would like, you know. Okay, if you're heading in this direction, buddy, you better start looking presidential.
Yes.
And you better, even if you're crying on the inside.
Yes, I want you to look presidential.
That's right.
So I'm just going to give ourselves a little plug real quick. So we were going to talk about our book later on today, which we are, about the Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life.
Amazon.com.
Yes, Amazon.com. You can also go to theclutterflyeffect.com, but really Amazon.com is the best place to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And
quickly.
Well, the nice thing about it is that it's really designed in ways of, like, clearing the clutter, you know, and during springtime, it's a time to renew, to feel that renewing, and to get rid of the old.
Right.
We talk about spring cleaning. I mean, that's a one way of letting new energy come in for the year. And it's so nice that we see our lives like that, mm-hmm. in sort of like a harvest kind of way.
We do see that, don't we?
We get the land ready for planting. Yes. You know, then we seed.
That's right.
And then we wait, we do our work, and then we harvest.
That's right. And that's how it is in our lives.
That's how it is in our lives. And we have to kind of honor that. So, you know, please pick up our book, The Clutterfly Effect, on Amazon.
Yes, support us.
Yeah, support us. It'd be awesome. And before we move on to Elliot's Corner, mm-hmm. I do want to talk about another distraction that I've been, that I allowed myself to just kind of had fun with. I like the supernatural realm, or like UFO conspiracy stuff. I kind of like that as a nice distraction.
Yes.
Through our lives, we have had experiences where we've seen things out in the sky that we cannot explain. Yeah.
That's another show, but I can't wait to do that show.
Yeah.
I would like to tell my experiences.
Okay, but not today, because like you said,
no,
not enough time.
That's right.
In this lovely show. But I saw, doing some YouTube work, and I saw a video about, you know, mind-changing video on how you see UFOs. And it was about this man in Tennessee who, with his cell phone, captured the sound and this cloud that for a split second you kind of saw a ship in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't it wasn't really perfect looking, but I could see it. Mm-hmm. The makeout of it, I'm like, wow, that's pretty wild. And here's why I find it so wild. First off, I'm gonna start looking up in the clouds better.
Yes
and see. Mm-hmm. But we haven't seen a lot of UFOs lately that I've been aware of.
No.
One reason is we can think that they're all drones. Like, what's that? Might be a drone. There's so many things that can fly now that mm-hmm. it's like, well, what is that big thing?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was at least a decade ago, I saw that triangle over our house.
Yes. You came running in.
I came running in. It was a pretty substantial triangle. Yes. I run in. I said, I see a triangle. There's a UFO in the house. Come out and see.
Yeah.
And you guys run out and see it in the middle of the night. And it was the same one that was over Chicago, because it was exactly the same time, that triangle.
Yes.
And it was pretty wild looking.
It was. And it really dark. I mean, dark in the sky where it was, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it was wild.
Place. Yeah.
And so I was like, well, that's crazy. And so, and then about 5 years later, I saw an episode where I'm in a parking lot, it's late at night, and I see this red dot coming towards me. And I go, oh, that's interesting. I thought it was a plane. We're near Rockford Airport. I'm kind of in that path. No big deal. So I was aware of it. I had to do some work there. And I one came by. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, there's another one coming. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. So another one came by. And five, these red dots came by, literally, and I was just like, I want to watch the thing go by.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it was not way, way high up, but just kind of up.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked so bizarre. Mm-hmm. It didn't look like a plane,
mm-hmm.
but it could have been like a drone-like thing.
Mm-hmm.
But why one after another after another?
Right.
And so I don't know what that was. That was pretty interesting.
No, did you hear anything the next day or so about anything? Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And the truth is, they were silent, and if you weren't paying attention to it, you would never have understood what it was.
So where can they, wasn't it secret something to go to the YouTube video?
I don't know what it was.
To see it?
Yeah, it's still on there, I think, on the main menu.
Oh, okay.
But it's just Google or just YouTube it and say, I know, UFO in big
Tennessee.
Machine in cloud in Tennessee.
Yes,
yes. But it was pretty wild.
Yeah, right.
And so I'm getting jazzed again about looking up again.
Yes, look up.
look up. Kind of fun. So that's been a nice distraction.
That's right.
And I mean, I used to love all this conspiracy and UFO talk, mm-hmm. but then life gets in the way and you're going to go, well, that's cool, but now what?
Yeah, and I'm glad we're going to talk about more distractions.
We are, because we're going to talk about Elliot's Corner.
That's right.
I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner.
So everyone, you know we have a dog. Name Elliot.
Elliot, can we? His middle name is Stabler.
Yes.
Elliot after, Stabler Peters.
After Special Victims Unit.
SVU.
SVU, Law and Order.
Elliot's got a heart of gold, but he's tough as nails.
And he always gets his man.
He always gets his man. Oops.
It does. It's not so embarrassing to say that, except when you hear your father say that to somebody. Oh, we're naming our dog Elliot Stabler because he's got a heart of gold and he always gets his man.
Thanks, Father.
Thanks, Dad. He always gets his man. He's so cute. But
He's a wheaten terrier, and he is.
He's still a puppy.
Yeah, we'll say that.
But in our mission statement, exactly say what you say in our mission statement. We have a
well-trained, well-behaved dog that we can enjoy and take anywhere. That's exactly right.
And so we're doing our part.
Yes.
Elliot's got to do his part.
Exactly. Exactly.
But he goes to play and stay 2 days a week, mm-hmm. where he gets to run around and play in pools and stuff. And he also goes to training now two mm-hmm. nights a week. And although I was going to say he's got a new habit. And we always say that you can learn anything in life from your dog. And Julie, tell me his new habit.
Well, his new habit is he likes to...
when he gets tired at night.
He gets tired at night.
Really tired.
Really tired before he goes to bed and collapses. He likes to hump blankets. He has a favorite blanket he likes to hump.
Yes.
Dry hump, of course.
As opposed to?
Well, he's got his little testicles removed. So maybe it's only dry humping at this point.
Right. That's right.
And so anything, I just let him go to town on it.
You know, in 2 minutes, he'll want a cigarette.
And it's so funny because he usually collapses on the sofa, mm-hmm. but and people are
we've had to take all our pills away.
We have no pills in the house, so he has a blanket.
No, but when we have company come over, we can bring him out.
We put out the pretty pillows for people.
But it is funny
because here it is, you know, yes, we let our dog sleep on the sofa. I'm sorry. I don't care what you think about that. He likes it.
He doesn't shed.
He doesn't shed, and we're okay with that. We allow him to do it. So what he's been doing now.
Until our 84-year-old trainer says, no way.
No way. But I'm like, well, I won't. What she doesn't know won't hurt her.
That's right.
But she, you know, so he would do this. He does this now. And he just then collapsed on the wood floor. Like, oh, this is much cooler. I've exerted all my energy. I'm just going to collapse right here on the wood floor. Instead of getting up on the sofa and relaxing and, you know, chill and get cozy. Yeah. He's just exhausted. And it's like, boom, I'm just done. And so, I mean, I guess what I can learn is it's kind of nice to, you know, have a good release before bed. Is that what you're saying?
No.
That's what we learned from our dog
today?
That's
not what we learned from our dog this week.
Or that when you get overly tired, you make dumb mistakes and you'll dry hump anything? What are you saying?
I want to talk to about his training this week.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That in his training, they were for their safety.
We were doing distraction training today, or this week, for their safety. And So she got a new toy, the trainer did, and it's a fake dog that you turn on and it talks and sings and moves around like crazy. And so we have to walk our dog and then tell it to leave it. And so I was walking Elliot around all these things, and I said, okay, now he's looking at the toy, but he's keeping up with me. Is this good or bad? And she says, this is bad.
This is bad.
Because even though he's not going for the toy, he can't keep his eye off of it.
Right.
He needs to be looking at you continuously.
Ignoring the distraction. The singing doggy.
Yes.
That's moving.
That. Yes.
Playing the trombone.
Yes. It wasn't playing a trombone, but that was cute. It was a very cute little puppy.
Yes.
You know, and so I kept saying, leave it, you know, leave it. And he's just like, okay, but there's a dog right there shaking like crazy and singing. I gotta have me a piece of that. I gotta be doing something with that. And so anyway, you know, he then, you know, I had to train him to leave it.
And did he do a good job?
Yeah, he did his job.
He did a good job.
Yeah, he just is such a distractible dog.
Right.
And I remember Frank Kern, you know, saying one time, he said, the worst thing for an entrepreneur is distractions.
It is distraction, and it's so true.
Yes.
I think not just for entrepreneurs, but almost anybody in life, and this is what I was trying to say, other than the dry humping thing, was that it's so important when we're working on our stuff. It's so easy to get distracted.
Yes.
Because distractions are brand new shiny objects.
Right.
And the promise of a new shiny object is a lot easier to take than, let's say you're working on your dream or whatever, and you're in the you know, you're only at the 50-yard line, mm-hmm. and you've been tackled and all this other stuff, and you're like, I'm tired, I don't know how this is going to turn out, all this stuff. And it is easier to be like distracted by the shiny object syndrome.
For sure.
And so I think that the lesson this week, because we've had distractions. We have shiny object distractions all the time.
Right.
Is to say, wait a minute, put them in their place. Leave it alone.
Get a little tug this way, the right direction. And I think you can say that it's okay to have conscious distractions.
Absolutely.
But be aware that it is natural to be distracted by the new shiny object.
Right.
Because like you just said, that hope, that promise is not masked or not, doesn't have any information about how hard it is yet.
Right.
Or like, or I've been doing it, or the steps to take. Yeah. It is totally free of that energy.
Yeah, isn't that
it
nice?
It is just, wow, it is birthing with opportunity.
Yes.
It is sort of like when a woman finds out she's pregnant, and at those moments, it's like, great, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing for the first 6 weeks, you're going to get zero sleep after the baby's born.
Right.
And, you know, you can
maybe
have...
Maybe more.
And you're going to have a lifetime of joy and worry and stress.
That's right.
And caring for somebody else.
Right.
A lifetime, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's bad or good. But, you know, I'm not sure what that point was about, but it just
but
came
it,
to
but
me.
But it makes good sense, Julie. It makes good sense.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm on your team.
Exactly. So anyway.
That was our takeaway
yes.
from Elliot's Corner this week.
Try to minimize your distractions. And if you're going to have distractions, have them be conscious and have them be fun. And just a little mental break.
That's right.
Rather than a whole detour.
Right.
Because those detours can really take some time.
No kidding.
And we do know about that. I mean,
we
I
know
think
about
with,
him.
Even with Dad, that was a distraction.
You okay, girlfriend? We got the window open here. You can probably hear the wind chimes. And
I'm just sorry about that.
The trash truck just came by and picked up our trash.
So anyway, and I think if we could have possibly said this will be just a small distraction, not a year and a half.
Right.
But I think in some ways we allowed that to happen. And mm-hmm. it's a good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it, how it all
happened. I am okay because I know that all things work together for good.
Right. They have to. That's how I'm putting it, too.
That's where we're putting it.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. I also want to say one thing before we move on to pillar talk and talk about relationships and what's going on with our lives as well and how we can learn from all these little situations how to have more life. And hopefully we do it with a little bit of sense of humor and joy and fun.
Can people go to my blog?
Yes, at ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
That's
ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
And can they get some free stuff there?
Yeah, they can. You can also go to prosperitypostcards.com and get some free stuff there.
Yes.
And then we're going to be having the 7 A's. We've been working on it, and it's just taking a little time to get everything right.
Right. Well, the technology part.
Yeah, the 7 A's, how to get what you want without breaking a sweat. And you'll see Christine there in her sweatband.
I know. I've got my sweatband around my head, my sweat, what do you call those things, those sweatbands around your wrist.
And you look so cute in your little sweatbands and your hair, and just looking all like, got to get what you want without breaking a sweat.
One of my friends said, Christine, you're doing the Rocky impersonation. I went, yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Trying hard now.
That's right. I'm taking authority over that, man. I'm getting it done.
And so climbing the steps to the Philadelphia, I don't know what, the bell, the Freedom Bell?
I don't know. Just Rocky. I don't know either.
All I do know, though, about Rocky is that there is a radio station in Japan that plays the song Rocky 24/7.
Awesome. I love that.
I mean, it's not the same version. It's every, you know, different versions.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So when you just want to feel inspired,
yeah,
you just turn that radio station on, like, you know, that is awesome.
Trying hard now.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they do?
And your hands up. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So you'll be able to get the 7 A's and see me in my my Rocky pose.
Soon.
That's right.
At theclutterflyeffect.com, theclutterflyeffect.com. Name of our book. Thought I'd just use that for that to get that free stuff there. It's kind of nice.
Oh, good. Is that true?
That is true.
Wonderful.
That is wonderful. And so, talking about pillar talk.
Pillow talk.
Love the song. That was great.
Doris Day.
Doris Day.
Que sera, sera.
That's, yes.
It has nothing to do with pillar talk, yeah. Pillow talk, but
it's and lot. It was so funny because when someone heard the pillow talk song, they're like, "That's not what your talk is about. Your talk is about pillar talk." I'm like, "Yes, it's a play on words." And we just want everybody to know we know it's a play on words.
Don't write us at support at christinemarieandjulie.com. Because we know
it is just, you know, a thing. It's a play on words.
We're just being cute.
And so we're talking about relationships today and how really it is, you know, how it can be a good thing and how it brings up all this interesting emotions. Because certainly with family relationships, specifically long-term ones, we know each other so well that we know how to push each other's buttons, how not to push each other's buttons, and, you know, just how to enjoy each other more. And I'm
know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Well, and here's
know
the deal.
When to walk away.
Yeah, I got
and then know when to run. There I'm sorry, go. I just know the song, so.
But I know that I was given an opportunity to go to San Diego for a conference, and I put it on my mission board about a month and a half ago, and I had two criteria about going. You know, one is I didn't want to get in debt for it. I mean, you know, it's a big trip, and two, I didn't want to be a big hassle.
Yes.
Now, I know that's kind of like, well, you're going to San Diego, it's going to be a hassle. I love to travel, but I travel mostly by car, and I will be honest with you, I haven't flown in a decade.
Probably.
Easily.
Yes, probably.
Now, I had put it on my mission statement that I'm going to this conference, and yes. I'm going to have a good time.
Yes.
I'm going to learn a lot, and so forth and so forth. And as the time came closer and closer, I'm going next week, actually, but as the time came closer and closer, I'm like, I don't know how this is going to happen. And I kept, and I had to give it up to God.
Yeah,
I said,
because
God,
you
I'm
even
you
said,
right now,
like, yeah, I might even drive. You
yeah,
know?
I thought about driving.
Yeah.
And that just seemed ridiculous.
So taking 2 weeks for a 3-day conference.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> But I just said to God, okay, God, it is on my mission statement. I know I'm going, but I'm going to let you figure out how to do it because I can't possibly figure out how to do this.
Right.
Without all these emotional triggers come in. And,
right.
You know, like, whoa, you know.
It was really overwhelming.
It really was.
Yeah.
And it still kind of is because when you go alone, you know, we have a family business as well. You know, we have a couple of family businesses. And when I'm not here, it means
we
everybody
else
have to do other things.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you miss me and so forth. I appreciate being missed. That's kind of nice. And just out of the blue, you decided to ask my brother, hey, who travels all the time, like 5-6 times a year.
Oh, easy.
Easily.
Greg is like the consummate traveler.
Yeah.
He knows everything about
and,
everything travel.
Which is so funny that we're so diverse in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, hey, do you want to go with your sister to this conference? And he's like, I can see if I can get daycare to work out and childcare.
He
maybe
was like,
I will.
Open to it.
He was, and you were shocked.
I was like, jaw-dropping shocked.
Really? You might be interested?
Well, also, too, because we had two tickets. This
right.
thing is an expensive event.
We had two
and
tickets.
And I didn't know if I could transfer my ticket because
right.
I wasn't going.
Yeah, you thought you might, but then you
and
chose
because
not
they said
to.
They were non-transferable.
Right. And then we got the permission to say yes. And then here's what he did, which was awesome because I had been trying to plan this trip for weeks, looking online and finding out the right tickets and everything's going to seem like a big hassle.
And really, but at that point, you had just totally surrendered it and
said,
I probably, right.
Because there was something else more local I would have liked to have gone to also.
Yes.
So I was like, well, maybe either one would be fine. But I go, it's on my mission statement. I'm like, we'll see. And literally, he took care of it all. He just took care of it all.
He went, he got the hotel rooms booked. It was the last room.
He said, I know we're not for sure yet because I haven't figured out all my details yet, but there's only one room left on this price. Let's just get it. I'm like, okay. And so he just got it. And then he got, you know, he figured out daycare with his wife and all that stuff while she's at work. And then he said, I got the tickets and we're going. And I'm like, okay. Well, here's the thing, Greg. I haven't traveled in 10 years. What do I got to do? He goes, be at my house at 2 a.m. I'm like, okay.
And then he said, you know, just make sure you just have everything in like a carry-on.
Yeah,
you don't want to deal with luggage.
I have to, when I go traveling, he travels with his family, I have to bring on carry-ons, and I have to bring on, I have to check in luggage and check in car seats, everything. He goes, this is going to be a breeze, so we're only bringing on a carry-on. I'm like, okay, I can do that. No problems. I'll just bring a carry-on, right. No problem. And so in literally within a week's time, I went from not going.
Not knowing, not going.
Still believing. Mm-hmm. I just said, God, I'm believing for this, but I can't do it anymore, to going.
Yes.
And having it all taken care of for me.
Right.
And I said,
and you get to go with your brother.
I get to go with my brother, which I haven't traveled by.
Yeah, I've been with him alone in a long time.
A long time. Yeah. So that'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. And it's just 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, and we're leaving on a Thursday and coming back on a Saturday. Yeah. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
And so I'm enjoying it. I have a little bit of the twinge, like I used to say, Greg and I can never travel together because...
I know, just like the president and his wife.
Yeah.
No, the president and the vice president.
Yeah, exactly. The president and their wives don't travel for other reasons. Together for other reasons. But anyway, so it's been kind of nice to have this all taken care of. And Greg goes, are you feeling something prophetic? You know, like why you don't want to travel? I go, no. I go, literally, it is only because I haven't traveled. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I go, do you not feel those feelings anymore? He goes, no, I feel them every single time I get on a plane. I feel the uneasiness of it.
Right.
And I pray to God. And he goes, and I believe that everybody else on this plane feels the exact same way I do. Mm. It's just because we're giving up control.
Right.
And we're giving up control in the air. So there's not a lot of room error, you know. But it's, I still go. Otherwise, I can't do the things I want to do. Mm-hmm. Can't take the kids to Disney World. Mm-hmm. And I said, when I asked him, I said, well, wait, maybe your kids won't ever feel that way. He said, no, they already do. I said, you're kidding me. He goes, no, I mean, Pippa, the other day, you know, she, when we were on the plane the last time, she goes, oh, you know, I, you know, like the turbulence was happening. And she goes, well, we hit a mountain. Daddy, are we going to hit a mountain? Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, we're not going to hit a mountain. This is just turbulence. Mm-hmm. And then when the landing's a little hard, she'll go, are we going to crash because of the landing, you know, crash? And he's like, no. And I asked him, I go, I wonder where she got those ideas from. He goes, it's just there. The ideas are just there. And so it's interesting to see these little kids who have already been traveling their whole lives. They have the fears also. And absolutely. It just must be, I don't know, ingrained in us? I have no idea.
It's somewhere.
So, but I'm excited about going.
Yes.
And it's funny because I'm looking forward to it in a lot of ways, but I'm also looking forward to just appreciating how this happened.
I agree.
And I'm appreciating all the fact that you and Dad are having to make
sacrifices.
That's the right word. But you're being kind about it.
Yes. You could not really... not like being curmudgeons. Exactly. My Julie, how you could be dare really you go to San it. Diego?
Yes, I remember. This is decades ago when Dad and I, when I was a teenager, went to Florida. And I remember when you set that trip up for us, but when we went, you were kind of ticked off at me, though.
That you really went.
Then we said, sure, we'll go. You were. I think you thought we were going to say no or something.
I did think that.
And then you were like, oh my God, they went to Florida without me. They kind of planned and went without me. That's crazy.
Like the SeaWorld.
I know. But it was a great vacation. It was Thanks, great. Girlfriend.
Oh, you're welcome.
I think Dad asked me one time, goes, was your mom kind of like distant with you on the phone? I go, why? She was kind of mad at me. I go, she's kind of mad at me too. But that's not you anymore, by the way.
No, thank God.
You got thicker skin.
I do have thicker skin.
You got thicker skin, yeah.
I really do.
That'll teach you to offer someone a trip to Florida.
Sure, we'll go.
Yeah, like, wait, what?
Wait, what?
That wasn't supposed to happen. You were not supposed to go. You know, and so forth. But, you know, what do you think, girlfriend, about the relationships and all that stuff that's going on? Because, like, one thing...
Well, I think it's interesting because, on the, like, you're traveling next weekend to San Diego, but this weekend, you have another trip to Mississippi, which I feel is more obligatory.
Right.
And this is with your guy to go see his daughter at college. And it's like the last thing you want to do, because we're right in the midst of doing a lot of work with our business and stuff that it's important and it has timelines and stuff. but you do feel obligated to go.
I do feel obligated to go, and I'm choosing to have a good time. You asked me, do I want to go or not? I said, well, to be really honest, yes and no. And
does it hurt sitting on that fence with yet pick it up your butt?
I have to tell you, this is a blessing and a curse with me, because there's not a lot of situations that I can't make the best out of.
Right.
So everything to me is yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't mind experiencing that. Mm-hmm. No, I don't mind sitting at home and enjoying the lovely house I have. And I'm out in nature. I have buffaloes a mile away from me. And right. I got my dog. And I mean, I can be pretty content where I'm at.
Right.
So the answer is always yes and no.
Right.
But I choose more life because I want to have more experiences.
Right.
And I know it's my natural state sometimes to choose to be content where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And that can get
That's
a little
good.
Old.
That's good.
Yeah. And it's funny with Doug because you like Doug and you love Doug, but you love my brother a lot more than you love me.
So I'm more the cheerleader on that trip.
Exactly.
And this one, I'm like, yeah, I'm making the ham sandwich.
Yeah, like, exactly. You're like, I hope he's not like a, you know, pain in your butt over this.
I do say that because like, he can go south.
He can go south, but I take total responsibility for my own emotional state.
Right.
And I've learned to deal with his pretty easily. And he doesn't stay there long because I don't let that happen. Because mm-hmm. I'm always like, hey, mm-hmm. you
knock
have a choice.
Off.
Yeah, knock yeah. it off. You're choosing to behave like this.
Yeah.
And if
I'm going to be trapped in a car with you
right.
for, you know, 90 hours.
Right.
You know, you guys.
And so I remember this whole situation with this trip thing. I said, I will not know when I can leave on Friday. And if you want to set time, you need to go yourself and it'll be okay. And he said, no, no. He goes, maybe we can leave by, you know, 2 or 1. I go, I'm telling you right now, I cannot guarantee you a time. And I will not know until literally an hour or two before we can go. And if you're okay with that, it could be late at 7 o'clock. I really don't know.
Later,
and it could be later.
Later.
I don't know when. Mm-hmm. If that's okay, we'll go. If that's not okay, go yourself. And so we have been playing this game all week long and all day long. I'm always giving him the out. And yet he's hearing me, but still anticipating
yeah.
that I will be able to just go
yeah,
with him. Anytime
I know.
I
it's
to.
Strange. But
right. And I'm okay with
strange.
That. People are strange. And so I'm okay with it. So it's not affecting me. But it's totally messing you up. You're like, this
me?
Is driving me crazy.
Me?
Kind of, you think?
Thick skin me? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I like to... Is it's a natural tendency of mine to poke at him, you know?
Right, and you're it's for protection in some sense because mm-hmm. you want only the best for me,
right?
And because he's not your guy, you don't see any. You see him as who he is, but you don't experience any joy from him.
No,
where I do,
right?
So you just get the hassles,
right?
And I get the whole picture, and so it's. A totally different story, but luckily for you and for me, we've worked that out
most of the time.
Sometimes I'm just like, it's okay, it's gonna get through it, it's gonna be okay.
Well, it all depends on, I mean, 95% of the time I'm in a good space,
right.
But if I'm not and that happens, you know,
but I can tell you
I go south.
Well, because he's a good guy. He's one of the good guys. But we have a very non-traditional relationship in the sense that we've been together a long time. And I like it this way. You know, I like him being where he is in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you think you've said to me, well, maybe you'd find somebody else and you'd just get swept up and get married. And I'm like, all right, well, how would that be? That doesn't sound that fun to me either. You know? So
well, I always pictured like this big compound, this big family compound.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, we were all like, you know, have our little places, but all
right.
live together and everything.
Right.
But Doug would like to just move into our house.
He would.
And
he would
have
love
us pay his rent.
Yes.
Pay his.
I know
everything.
He'd be okay to live above the garage too.
Yes, I know he would.
You know,
he's
trying to save for that next business of his, whatever. You know, so
that he knows me so well that on April 1st at 8 o'clock in the morning, he said, "Oh man, things are falling fast down here, and I'm going to have to. Can I move in above your garage and
yes.
stay with you?"
Yes.
And
you said, holy mother of God.
I said, this better be an April Fool's joke. Because he went, gotcha.
Gotcha. He knows you so well.
I know.
So I want, yes. And so anyway, I just want to say one thing before we end our lovely show tonight. We have this annual garage sale that comes up annually.
Once a year in our complex.
Hence the word annual. But anyway.
Can I just say, though, people come from far and wide, and our clubhouse has lunch. We have cake sales.
Yes.
I mean, it is a big event.
Right.
And from 8 o'clock in the morning, I think it ends at 3 or 4, and we live in a very peaceful, rural mm-hmm. area. It is nonstop traffic.
Exactly.
And it's loud traffic.
And so you always say, I'm gone that day.
We are gone that day. So we leave that day.
Yeah. So this time, we're kind of committed to doing a garage sale. I don't know how it's going to be yet because I've been looking for stuff and I just can't find it.
But we're committed to because of our book.
Yes.
You know, tweak your way. By decluttering your life.
Yeah.
And so we're committed to decluttering a bit so that, you know, we can. What does Bruce Lee always say, that quote? It's better to subtract than to add.
And we know that sometimes to have a better life, a better quality life, to have more peace or wholeness in your life, it's not doing more sometimes, it's doing less. And
should we call this less life with a girlfriend then? Not really. No, but more life, doing less gives you more life.
Exactly. And so we say, hey, what can you clear away this week? What can you to have more space for the new stuff that you want?
Mm-hmm.
Because really, life is about creating more new stuff.
Right.
There is that pull. I mean, I love that quote that you say, you know, let the pain push you until the vision can pull you.
Right.
And sometimes that pain can just show up as being content.
Yeah.
Being okay.
Yeah.
Mediocre.
Or letting the newspapers pile sky high in the you know, washing machine room. You know?
Exactly. So I want to say thank you, everyone, for listening to Life of the Girlfriends, listening to Christine Marie and I just chat about having more life.
That's right. And you know what, Julie? It was great.
It was great.